Back in 2023, I was diagnosed with a really rare form of cancer. And at that time, didn't know exactly how things were going to pan out. But as soon as I was diagnosed and was then assessed and then, you know, given the opportunity to be under the care of many of the great cancer specialists here in Newfoundland, they started with very invasive surgery, removing, so in your legs and your groin area, you have many hundreds of lymph nodes. So the first thing they had to do was basically they got at my my lymph nodes. So I have one left on my right side in my groin and two on my left side. So that in itself was a huge surgery and a huge adjustment to a new way of life. And then after that, there was still cancer there. So then we started the journey of very aggressive chemotherapy. And the unfortunate part about the chemo that I had to take, it's a chemo that they do not like giving anymore. It's a very harsh chemo. So much so that it was a chemo treatment whereby I couldn't take chemo and then go home. It was in the hospital 24 hours before chemo, getting ready for my body to accept the chemo, and then 5 days in hospital, 2 days to recover, back home for 14 days, back in hospital for seven more. And that continued for a three-month period. The doctors had said to me, basically, quote unquote, they were going to kill me and try to bring me back to life. And truly, I never felt so sick, never felt so, I guess, unabled. I couldn't do nothing. And being self-employed and being very much involved in the community, I think that was the hardest part for me, is to be so sick, not being able to see anybody because my immune system was basically flattened. So that to me was probably the hardest part of the whole cancer journey.
Wow, 3 months of treatments and grueling chemotherapy at that. Scott, you must have a support system around you because Coffee Matters has continued to thrive. How did the business and, you know, how did life continue around you?
So the first thing I have to give huge credit to is to my husband. Not only is he my husband, he's my life partner, he's my soulmate, and he's my business partner. And so I think he probably went through more than I did because he was the one that had to make sure the business was still going to run on a day-to-day basis. He always told me, you're not taking no phone calls. That's going to be my job. And so, you know, without him, I don't think I would have been able to get through this. And secondly, I remember my children. I have three children, and they all said to me, Dad, what about the business? And I was like, oh, I'm not sure. And I said, well, I have great people. I've trained them well. And lots of times, perhaps I didn't always give them the credit or didn't give them, I guess, the freedom to run the business. And they had no choice. And each and every one of my employees totally stepped up and really proved to me that, you know what, not only are they my employees, but they became like family more than ever. And they ran the business very well. And I had no concerns. And very fortunate to have a very loving husband, three wonderful children, and a huge, huge support in the community. And without all of that, I don't think I would have been able to get through that whole journey.
There must have been days throughout your recovery journey where, you know, maybe it was a little dark. Maybe you felt that you couldn't see a path forward. How did you get through those moments?
You're going to laugh, but one of my friends said to me, I need to find something to inspire me. And anybody who, I didn't really make my whole cancer journey public because I felt it was something that was very private. But one thing I did let people know, I had a fight song, and Pink Trustfall was totally my fight song. And any time that I got in hospital and I started feeling very dark, and there was many of those days where you just laid in bed and you cried and you wondered, why is this happening to me? And then I always said to myself, okay, Scott, get out of that, because there were other people on that cancer floor that were probably sicker than I were, younger than I were. And my mom is a cancer survivor as well. So anytime I really felt really down, I always called her. And, you know, she had a very bad diagnosis. They had given her 6 months to live. And here we are 7 years later, completely cancer-free. But just like with me, she followed what the doctor suggested. She was very, very ill, trying to get through the whole cancer journey, but she stayed steadfast and she always remained positive. So anytime I felt down, she was really my rock. And, you know, I could cry with her. I could do whatever I needed to, but she was always there to help me, you know, come right back. And the song Trustfall, anytime that I was feeling so down, popped in my headset, basically, turned that on, blasted it, and got me through.
Wow, that's amazing. And I can see how, you know, having that music in your life is a constant reminder. The lyrics would remind you of who you are and what you're doing. Scott, how are you feeling now?
I'm doing, you know, I'm 18 months, you know, post-treatment. You know, the biggest concern I have is that this type of cancer has a very high reoccurrence rate. So while that's in the back of my mind, I try to live each day to the best that I can, constantly giving back. I firmly believe in when you give, you get in return. I don't do it to get in return, but it just gives me such great joy to be able to give and to help others. So my mantra totally is now is that if I'm able to do it, I'll do it. Not working as much in my business. I have all of those people who really stepped up while I was sick. And I just said to myself that they are doing the job. And if tomorrow I became ill again, I need all of those people. So why change anything? So I'm letting all those people run my business with me still working, but more in the background, letting them make the decisions and to help carry our company forward. Bringing on new marketing people and just, you know, basically really helping me with the business. And yeah, so you know what? I'm feeling great. You know, outlook on life is wonderful. And, you know, I'm just very, very thankful. And I can't thank people enough. I mean, so many people helped me during my sickness, and I'll be forever grateful for those who had helped me. One big highlight of my life was, you know, my life partner, he and I have been together almost 20 years. And on our 18th anniversary, he asked me to marry him. And, you know, I had said to him, I was in my cancer journey, and I said, you're not marrying me on a deathbed. And he said, no, he said, we'll get married in the proper manner. And so that also gave me a huge, you know, drive to make sure that I became better. And then the icing on the cake was on our honeymoon, he surprised me to a trip to see Pink. And when Trustfall came on, I just literally went to tears. I mean, it just became uncontrollable sobs, but just an amazing, amazing experience.